When President Bush arrives in Colombia on Sunday, the third leg of his five-country Latin American tour, he will be meeting with a man who has spent the last 6 years as a captive of Marxist rebels. That's the new foreign minister, Fernando Araujo. In December, he made a miraculous dash for freedom that has captivated his countrymen. President Alvaro Uribe recently decided Araujo would be the best man to guide Colombia's foreign policy. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Bogota, Colombia.
As Fernando Araujo tells it, he was jogging in the coastal city of Cartagena in December of 2000 when two men grabbed him and threw him into a car. For the next 6 years, he was held in an isolated mountain range, and he questioned whether he would ever know freedom again. Shuttled from one rebel camp to the next, he kept his sanity by exercising and listening to radio programs in which his family would regularly send him messages. But on December 31st, he escaped from his captors when army helicopters carrying an elite band of soldiers attempted a rescue.
I was mentally ready to attempt an escape the first chance I got.
Araujo recently met with a small group of reporters in the foreign ministry.
When the helicopters attacked, I felt it was the chance I had been waiting for 6 years.
After fleeing into the bush, he wandered through the woods for 5 days with no food. Haggard and having lost 13 pounds, he found a farmer who led him back to civilization. For 51-year-old Araujo, the reentry has been thrilling, but also confusing. He was in captivity during the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. He missed out on the advent of iPods and Google Earth. There are now almost daily revelations, beginning with his first day among the Colombian soldiers who helped him.
I saw that the Marines began to take pictures of me, and they took them with their cell phones. I said, "What is it that these guys are doing?"
Araujo said he planned to reconnect with his four sons, who range in age from 15 to 27, and he was looking forward to traveling, studying, and writing a book. But then President Uribe called on him to be the new foreign minister. The last foreign minister resigned last month after her brother was among a group of senators charged in a widening scandal linking government officials to paramilitaries. Araujo is also a symbol in a country where hundreds remain in rebel hands. That includes three American Defense Department contractors captured in 2003. He is well aware of what he means to a country that has long suffered from kidnappings.
I'm not a symbol of kidnapping. I'm a symbol of liberty.
Araujo is now busy acclimating to a new world. He acknowledges sometimes having nightmares and dreaming of his former captors. He also has to prepare for a demanding job. He's doing so by talking to former Colombian foreign ministers and reading big books on diplomacy. A man who was lost to the world for 6 years may not seem ideally suited for the job, but Araujo said he kept tabs on what was happening worldwide by listening to international broadcasts on his shortwave radio.
It was a way to stay busy, to have mental exercises, to follow those themes. For me, it was very important.
Though he says he is happy, he acknowledges emotional lows. He's been told about friends who died while he was in captivity, and that the woman he had married just months before the kidnapping had left him.
There are things that hurt and things that surprise.
There are also things that bring wonder and awe. And Araujo would be the first to tell you that. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.